Good morning. We continue with Chovos Halavavos Shar Cheshbona Nefesh, and recent Chovos Halavavos, and this the last of the Cheshbonot, which we've broken down into smaller steps. The Chovos Halavavos tells us that day in and day out we have a responsibility to think and to realize that we are but strangers in the world that we're in. And there are a lot of things that come out of the awareness that one is a stranger. When a person is a stranger in a particular land, so the Chovos HaLevavos, picking up where we left off, reminds us that a person has to really realize that he has to go ahead and make his own connections. And by doing so, he has to work hard by being a law-abiding citizen. Why is that? Because there's no hope that he's going to receive some extra degree of mercy. He has to prepare to follow the rules as they are. Part of that is a person has to make sure he carries the necessary paperwork and the licenses, because he can get pulled over at a second. And running around and not being properly prepared would be a dangerous and silly thing for him to do, because he's calling unnecessary attention to himself in a way that's not healthy. This is exactly the opposite of what the Isha Shunamis told Elisha HaNavi, when the Navi says, look, what can I do for you? She did him a favor, and now Elisha HaNavi wanted to do something for her. And so he says to her, Hayeshlach ledaber al ha-melech wa al sar ha-tzava, do you want me to speak on your behalf? And she argued back and said, Besoch ami anochi yoshavas. That is to say, I have enough people to stand up for myself when I have a need. I don't need you. When a person is a stranger, he doesn't have the right to assume that he has his own protexia. And so therefore, it has to be developed. His relationship needs to be developed. And yet, at the same time, he or she also has a responsibility not to depend on it. Well, when we have a sense about us that we're strangers in this land, we don't start calling out our own protexia. We're always working hard in our lives to make sure that we are preparing to be able to go into the next world. We become law-abiding citizens. We don't go outside when the government turns around and says to us not to make major gatherings. We make it our business to stop at stoplights and to go on green lights to make sure that we don't cheat on our taxes. We're strangers here, and if we understand that and keep that to heart, then we have hopes. And we will be able to function. At the same time, we also have to realize that the Adonai Haaretz, the one who is the king of the entire world, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we have to not just wait till the last second to call out to him, but rather we have to develop a relationship with him while we're here. And that's what we say and tell him that we have a responsibility to not wait until we have to call out to Hashem. We should make it our business to speak to him regularly. We also have to not become hoarders. You know, there's a limited amount of resources that exist in society. And the Chovos HaLevavos says, you know, we don't have to just grab and grab and grab and leave nothing else out there. For somebody who's a traveler, somebody who's not permanently here, that causes undue calling of attention to oneself. And that could be a very dangerous thing. It also leads to gluttony, and a person who's a stranger is not a glutton. Also, a person has to prepare, right? What am I supposed to be able to do if I'm but a stranger here? I don't plan on spending a lot of time here. And so if that's the case, what am I doing to get to my next step? Am I just sitting around and waiting over here? And of course, when a person's living in this world as a stranger, so he knows he has to better prepare what he needs from this world, gather up what you need while you're here on your business trip, and then bring it back home so you can live high and strong as well. All of this, says the Chovos HaLevavos, all of this is really but a mashal, but a parable to how we live in our world. We have to realize that when we walk through this world, when we walk through as strangers, we don't become hoarders, and we follow the law, and we stick to what the rules of nature that Hashem intended us to keep, and we make it our business to prepare accordingly and to create a sense of brotherhood and not to make it about me first. Because if we make it about me first, we're not really preparing for the next world. So having that mindset in advance that what we're doing is to realize that in a moment we could be here, in a moment that we could be moved into the next world, keeps us even keel and balanced. It helps us emotionally think to ourselves, how much of this is worth it? So my flight was delayed. Okay, so how much of this is worth it? I'm home for Pesach, I want it to be away. Okay, so I can stress about it, or I can turn around and say, I'll prepare what I prepare, and I'll realize that the whole experience of Pesach to begin with is an opportunity to, for me to use this as a business trip to stay, get up to Shamayim, and be able to appreciate the totality. If we keep these things in mind and we put it in front of us, it'll hold us back from stressing out, especially in stressful times. And it'll help us move forward into good things. And through the process, we will grow. And we will be able to start today, and we'll be able to take a deep breath today, and ask ourselves, is this important for the long term? Or can I work through the short term? And Bezrat Hashem, we'll be able to achieve great things. Have a terrific day.